Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf kuf, and we're holding on the bottom of Tzadik Tes Amid Beis, two lines before the wide lines, where the Gemara says, Itmar, Hamara Dinner Lishulchani, Tanim Tzara. The Gemara is continuing on in the same line of cases that we spoke about yesterday, and that is that you give something to an Uman, and Rachman Litzlan, he is Mekalkel. That was a case that we had in our Mishnah. A person gave to an Uman, for instance, Eitzim, to make a Shida Toiv Umigdal. Instead of being Mesakin, he was Mekalkel. And yesterday we talked about a person who gives a Behemah for Shechita for an Uman. Uman means for a professional, experienced Shoychet. And unfortunately, he was Mekalkel. And we had the various Shittas yesterday in the Gemara about that. We had Rabbi Yochanan, etc., and we had Shmuel. Now we're going to talk about not Shechita and not about building furniture. Rather, we're going to talk about looking at coins. And particularly, we're talking about people that are real professionals in this business. Shulchanis, which are what we would call today either bankers or money exchangers, money changers, and therefore they are familiar with matbeis. It's Itmar. Hamara dinner l'shulchani. Person shows a coin, a dinner to a shulchani, and the shulchani says, it's a great coin, use it, gizintahait. And then afterwards it turns out that in fact it was not a good coin. Mm-hmm. And therefore, unfortunately, this Uman, this shulchani, didn't do a good job. So Tony Chod, the one braisa says, Uman Potter Hedjit Chayiv, it depends on the shulchani. If he happens to be an expert in the field, if he happens to be many years of experience, Uman is Potter. If he's a Hedjit, he's a new guy on the block that just put up his sign yesterday and really doesn't know the whole business of the coins, then he's a Hedjit, he's Chayiv. The time either another braisa says, Ben Uman Ben Hedjit is Chayiv, that even the Uman is Chayiv. Is the Chayrach of Achastira, the two braises. One braise says the Uman is Potter, one braise says the Uman is Chayiv. What's going on? Omra Papa Kitani Uman Potter, ki going Danchu the Isur, the Leitzrich of Enigma Klal. When we said that the Uman is Potter, we're talking about the highest level of Umnus, like the famous Shulchanis, whose names were Danki and Isser. They were well known, Rashi says, Shulchanin Umnin Hayu. They were well known as being the expert in the profession, in the field. They don't need any further education. They don't have to go to school anymore. They don't have to read any new reports. They know all the Torahs and Matbeos perfectly. These people, they are totally pot. But the obvious question is, if they are such experts that they're the best in the world, then how do they make a mistake? If they don't even need to learn anything new because they know everything. So how is it possible they made a mistake? It's talking about that day or the day before. What happened was the Malchus, the government, decided to go and change the coins, change the currency.
Put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill.
Oh, Harriet Tubman, yeah, okay. Maybe they put Trump or Hillary soon on the... you never know. Anyway, since it's a brand new dollar bill or a brand new coin, which had never been in circulation until now. Now, they studied up on it. Don't worry about it. These are the experts in the field. So they saw the tourism at bay and they know the blah, 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 blah. But Lamasa, this is a brand new coin that came into their hand. They looked at it and said, it certainly looks authentic. And then it turns out that it was counterfeit. So even all the umnas in the world that they've been experiencing for the last 50 years, but they never saw these coins before. If they just came into circulation that day or 2 days ago. In such a case, even the greatest umnas can be toya. But the mice are their potter because if anything it's considered to be an ones, it's not considered to be a poshea. They did whatever research they needed to do, but unfortunately even they were fooled.
Why is a hedger chayef? If an uman in such a situation is potter, achas kama v'kama, a hedger should be potter. Why is he undertaking? He should undertake it. Takes responsibility.
A person that does not have proper experience,
he shouldn't get involved.
If you look at the Rashi, 7 lines in the bottom, 8 lines. Tov b'sich zacharati shenitzel hamadbeya. The old matbeyas were now posel. In other words, the government said they are no good for circulation, for currency. But even though they were bucky in all of the old bills and all the old coins, but it's brand new matbeya. This is something brand new, and therefore they weren't bucky yet. It's a lady, the achsia dinra l'rabchia. She showed a dinner to Rabchia, and as we'll see in a moment, Rabchia was also on that madrega of being a tremendous bucky in all of the coins in circulation.
How do you have time to learn how to do it?
It's a good question. He said to her, Ma'aliho. This is good. It's a good coin. Meaning that you can accept it if there was a person that bought something and he gave you this coin. Take it, no problem. The mochas, the next day Asoy the Kamei, she came back in front of Rabchia. But Omalein, she said to him, Achzite, I went with this coin to the marketplace to go and buy stuff. I show it to people, and they told me that this coin is no good. It's counterfeit, it's whatever, it's not a good coin. Lekanophically, and therefore I'm stuck with it. Nobody wants to accept it. I accepted it because you, Rabchia, told me it's a good coin. But unfortunately now I've fallen into the pit and I cannot use it. Omale the Rav. So Rav, who was, as you know, the nephew of Rabchia, Rabchia said to Rav, his nephew. And Rashi says not only was he his nephew, but he was also in charge of his business from both sides. That not only was he his nephew, but he was also in charge of all his financial affairs. And therefore he said to Rav, Zel Chalfei Nila, do me a favor, go and exchange the coin for her. In other words, let's take this bad coin for us, give her a good coin, and we will take a loss. Uksoiva Pidkasi, and go write down on my records, on my business books, on the balance sheet, Dain Asik Bish. This advice that I gave her yesterday was a very bad decision. I made a bad investment because for nothing I have lost money. If you look at the last Rashi, this was a bad investment, bad schoider. I should have told the lady, thank you very much, I have to go back to learning, I don't have time, sorry, and I shouldn't have gotten involved. Fortunately, I got involved and I tried to do a favor and I looked at the dinner and it turned out I made a mistake. Frank Yimara. We said before when we asked the stira between the two braises, one said in the braise that umman is potter, one said umman is chayiv, and we said what is the case of the umman which is potter? We said that like dank of iser the ptiri we should loy migmar. They have to be the biggest experts, and therefore they don't even need to go back for any continuing education courses. They know finances to the hilt, and therefore they're potter. Because it's considered to be an ones. And if that's the case, Reb Chia Nami Lav Leming Makoi. The Gemara is telling us is that Chazal knew that Reb Chia was on that same Madrega, Legabi Hilchas Mominis, just like Dan Kudi Isser. So he was like, why did Reb Chia have to go and pay? Why did he have to go and switch the coin by telling Rab, go and switch it? So, Gemara, you're absolutely right. The Iker the Dina Reb Chia did not need to go and pay back the lady. He can go and say, sorry, it was an ones, my apologies, but that's it. Why, in fact, did he exchange the coin? Because Reb Chia left Nimishur Sedinu the Avad. He did left Nimishur Sedin Kirtani Reb Yosef. It says in the Pot Vidat Lehem Esederach Yel Chiba, Vies Amas Asher Yasun. What do we learn from all these words? Vidat Lehem Zer Beis Chayeyem. That means you're supposed to go and teach them. However, notice in this Rashi, there is either a hey or an asterisk, depending on your drik, on your printing. And you see on the side, from the Maseiros HaShas, that Rashi in Eilim Metzias says on the very same Gemara, Beis Chayeyem, Lilmoid Lehen Umnus, Lihisparnis Boy. Aha, so this Beis Chayeyem is not referring to Beis Chayeyem, the Chai Oilam Haba. Learning Torah means Beis Chayeyem on this world, Chai Oilam Hazeh, Parnus, exactly right.
So how do you justify a kolon? if you have to teach him.
Oh, Efreitos there, there good. So I bazoi. Efreitos, Rabbi Kohen, Efreitos there good. So the question. I'm in it. Listen. Is the Chabay bazoi shver? The rest of the pasuk doesn't talk about it at all. Learning. It just goes and talks about by dat lehem. You should teach him panosa. What's a mitlanin? So continues in Beserus Hashas. The chukos, the Torah is ksivit bereishit v'kra. Look at the beginning of the pasuk. Meaning, the pasuk doesn't begin by dat lehem es tederach yelchuba. The pasuk begins v'his harta esem es achukim es a Torahis. First, Moshe Rabbeinu and Rebbeim shebecholdor v'dor go and teach them the chukim and the Torahis, the chukim and the mishpatim, the Torah k'doishim, Torah shebechsav, Torah shebalpeh, etc. And in addition to that, make sure they also have panasa, because if they don't have panasa, they won't be able to learn. Imein kemach, ein teira. But imein teira, ein kemach. I'm sorry. Sorry, terasum nasa. Yeah, is there good? Anyways, the bottom line is everything is covered in this pasuk. We're talking about both the Torah k'doishim and also we're talking about panasa. So continuing on, v'datal nesad derech yelchemo, derech zu gemilas chasodim, teach him the ways of din chesed for nochayit. Derech yelchuba, yelchu zu bikar choylem. Normally you have to go somewhere else to go and mimavaka choyla. The person is usually not in your shtib. Halavai should never be in your shtib. Yelchu go to someone else and be mikar choylem. Derech yelchuba, bo zu kvura. Chas v'sholem, that if a person needs to be buried, help and participate in the burial, particularly if it's a mes mitzvah, you certainly have to help. L'choyra, bikur choylem and kvura are both subsets of gemilas chasodim. So why does the pasuk have to repeat? Once it says, derech zu gemilas chasodim. So l'choyra, that includes bikur choylem. It includes kvura. Why does it have to say it twice? So dos nish main kasha. The Gemara asks it in Masechtas Bava Metzia, where this very same memra of Rav Yosef is brought, and the Rashi does us a favor, and Rashi says you don't have to look it up. I will tell you what it says in the Gemara in Masechtas Bava Metzia. Zok Rashi, Bekechol Mukfur, the top line of Rashi, Barchina Be'el Metzias, in El Metzias, the second parak of Bava Metzia, the Gemara Freit. Hain the Gemilas Chasod, Bekechol and Kfur is both Gemilas Chasod, Umukila. This is not just regular Bika Cholim. This is Bika Cholim where the person comes in and he is a Ben Giloi. Ben Giloi means either born under the same constellation or meaning that he's of the same age. Machloik is exactly what Ben Giloi means. Means basically a peer, P-E-E-R. That this person is Ben Giloi. He goes in and he takes away 1/60th of the choyli of the person that Chas v'Sholem is sick. And therefore, Rashi doesn't explain exactly what the kavana of the Gemara is. So, nu mazel tov, so he's a Ben Giloi, so vos is. So perhaps you can go and learn it two ways. Number one, Ben Giloi means that this is even a greater mitzvah than a regular guy. A regular guy that goes in, makhoyli, oh, very nice. You go and to show that you're interested in the person, give him chizik by coming and visiting him. You speak to him, he feels, oh, people are interested, people care about me. That Giloi does even a greater mitzvah because he removes part of the sickness. He takes away 1/60th. If not ha-agresor mitzvah. Or perhaps, if Chas v'Sholem, you were to say that when he takes away that 1/60th, that maybe that 1/60th goes on him. I'm not saying that that's the case, but if one were to learn that way, so then he goes with the Mesiris Nafesh, because not only is just visiting him, he is, Chas v'Sholem, taking a 60th of the Choyli with him. Anyway, bottom line is, it's different than your regular Bikur Choylim, therefore you have to have a special pasuk of Yelchu. And then it says in the pasuk, Bo, zu kvura, zu trashi kvura, bezokim ve'en lefi kvoidoi. But for the hachichai, even though the person is already elderly, and therefore he should go and say, Ichonish kakoyach, to be involved over here in kvura samas, nevertheless he should go and be mechazik himself and try to be oisik in this mitzvah and be moise nefesh for the mes rachmon l'slap.
Question.
Rabbi Kohen, you're not allowed to talk about these things.
A Kohen by mes mitzvah, is that permissible?
Yes, it's permissible. Yes. Even a Kohen Gadol is permissible. Okay. Even if a Kohen Gadol is a Nazir, it's permissible. Yishok the Gemara Baite, Nuchtem Shein Posik Es HaMasa, V'datal Mesederach Yil Chabob Yes HaMasa Shiyasen, Es HaMasa is the Adin, that you're supposed to go and do according to the Din Torah. You're supposed to go even one step further beyond the Shura Sadin. Oh, that was Reb Chiya. He went beyond the letter of the law. And that's why we bring this pasuk and this memra of Rabbi Yosef. No shtiku. Reish Lakish achve le dinner le Rabluza. Reish Lakish went and showed a dinner to Rabluza. Amar, Sir Bluza said, Malyahu. To me, it looks like it's a good coin. Amalei, Sir Reish Lakish now reinforced the reason why he's asking Rabbi Lazar, and he told him, Amalei chazi daloch kasim chine. Hetzi Rabluza. I'm relying on you. And therefore, if Chas v'Shalom, if you're making a mistake, I want to come back against you, give me a written guarantee and warranty so that I should be able to collect from you. Amalei. So now said Rabbi Lozer back to Reish Lakish, Kisamcha salai maila memra. I know why you're saying these words that you're being soymech on me. What do you mean to say? The mishtakach bisha. That if it turns out that in fact that this coin is not good after all, ba'ina lichlufeloch. You're going to come back to me and ask me to go and pay on my guarantee the fact that I told you it's such a vados, and you're saying that there's reliance, you're relying on me, you're going to want me to go and make good on your loss and switch the coin for you. Didn't you, Reish Lakish, say, Reb Meir hu, the doin dinin de garmi? Not in our Gemara, but elsewhere, as the Gemara is going to bring in a moment. Reish Lakish said, oh, that Mishnah or that price that goes according to Reb Meir, he holds Doin Dina Degarmi, which we've spoken about a number of times recently. The Doin Dina Degarmi means it's not just a simple grama, but it's a much greater, closer, proximate cause to the damage, and that's called Garmi, that it's a stronger form of connection to the damage than just a grama, which is a weaker form. If that's what... I'm sorry? Doin Din Degarmi is more responsible than just a regular grumma. That is exactly correct. Where the fine line is between a grumma and garmi is a big, big controversy among the Mefarshim. The Ramban, who happens to be a Rishon, Rishonim are usually very succinct, has pages and pages on the din of garmi, how you distinguish that between grumma and garmi. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara says, by the fact that you, Reish Lakish, said, oh, that Mishnah, that price is a Meir hu, the Doin Din Degarmi, didn't you mean to say, my lav Remeir v'loi sfir lan kavase? That is a man we don't hold like him. And therefore, Zhoktach yetz Reb Lozer to Reish Lakish. What happens if based on my bad observation of this coin, my bad appraisal of this coin, I tell you the coin is good, and afterwards it turns out that in fact it was a counterfeit, and it's not worth its weight in gold at all. The whole thing is a counterfeit, no good, fraudulent coin. You want to come back against me. The loss that you would incur, that wouldn't be a direct loss based on my stealing it from you, that I took the coin from you. It would only be based on bad advice. And what happens now? Now you're going to go into the marketplace. People are not going to go and accept it. So therefore, I caused it. It's a heightened form of grumma, which the Gemara calls garmi. And that's why you want me to go and pay. But don't you hold, by using the terms Remeir hu, the doi dini garmi, that Remeir le svilan kavase, that's not Remeir, but we don't paskin like that. And therefore, I should be off the hook, says Reb Lozer, to Reish Lakish. Amalei, says Reish Lakish, loi. When I said Remeir hu, the doin dini garmi, I meant to say Remeir hu svilan kavase, the sakra Remeir, and we hold like that Remeir. And therefore, if you cause me this damage, even though you didn't do it directly, you did it indirectly, I might get this damage in a week from now, meeting someone from Australia. The person from Australia looks at the coin and says, this coin is no good, and therefore he's not going to accept it, and therefore I'm going to have a loss from it. You, Reb Lozer, know nothing about the week from now and the Australian guy and what he's going to say. So therefore it's all a garmi situation. But nevertheless, said Reish Lakish, we paskin like a mayor, don't dine the garmi, and you would be chayiv after all. And that's why I'm telling you, I'm relying on you. So from here to the Mishnah on the Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to go through four separate Mishnayos and Braises to try to determine which one is the one about which Reish Lakish said, that's Reb Meir, the doin dina de garmi. Faiti mora, hi Reb Meir, velch Reb Meir. I'm sorry?
Yesterday we had Shmuel,
also said Reb Meir, we were wondering which Reb Meir, we went through three cases, today go through four. Notice yesterday we had a Simon Kuf Lam and Nun, Here we have also Simon Dalet Lamin Mem Pei Simon, referring to the four Mishnayos and Brais, which Gemara is going to go and break. Ilema, which Remeir did not, maybe the Remeir did not from the Mishnah. Donas Adin Zikas Achayv Chivas Azakai Timias Ator Tiras Atomei. What happens if you have a Dayan and the Dayan had to go and Paskin? He either had to go and Paskin Din Torah, and therefore he had to be Paskin Legabe, being Mezake or Mechayev, who is right and who is wrong, who is innocent, who is guilty, in terms of Dini Mamanis, who has got to pay, or Legabi Hilchois Tuma Vitahara. And in each case, unfortunately, this Dayan messed up. Donis Adin, he paskened in Torah, Zika Sechayev, the person that was Chayev, that should have paid, he says, you're innocent, you don't have to pay. In other words, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, Reuven the Chayev should have to pay because he borrowed money, and the Dayan said, no, you're off the hook, it's fine, it's good. But the Maisa, he was wrong. Or Chivas is Zakai, or he was Mechayev, a person that was innocent, Reuven Taka didn't have to pay because the shtar was a fraud, or he already paid him, etc. And nevertheless, he said, Chayev, you have to go and pay again. Oti Misator, Taharis, he said, Artome, Tiras Atome, something which was Tome, he said, is Tar. Masha, also what he did is done. In other words, his psak is irrevocable, irreversible, and the Dayan should go and pay from his own home.
The category of a Dayan does not have to pay.
Who's overturning this?
The different category.
Who decided he made a mistake? Who decided he doesn't make a mistake?
Let's address your question a moment. Rabbi Cohen asks, isn't it the case that what the Dayan says,
I think doesn't have to pay.
He doesn't have to go and pay. Why does it say over here, Yishalmi Beisoy? So in fact, in Masechta Sanhedrin, this Mishnah is, if you will pardon the expression, a bit of a hot potato, with the Gemara over there also discusses which cases does the Dayan have to pay and which cases does the Dayan not have to go and pay. But eventually we get to Masechta Sanhedrin, we'll be able to go and learn that in great depth. Exactly, because each time these things are just brought in for the Gemara, almost like from left field. This is not the main sugya here. Our main sugya is to determine where did the mayor say doin din de gami that Reish Lakish said about it. Oh, their mission to the mayor from the famous doin din de gami question.
I didn't think that from Terwood is left field, right field.
Yeah, yes, good question. It is called frame.
Determining fact that I make the mistake. Who looks over the dying? Who's the opponent? Who's the one that says no, you made a mistake? Dying Paschal.
So, in fact, that Gemara Mitzvah from Sanhedrin will talk about what type of mistake did he make. For instance, the next day he comes into Dezmez and he says, Ichav Fazein, I forgot about a famous Chivas Chassam Sofer on this particular thing, and therefore, I'm sorry, Rabbi, I was wrong. Or, new Edom came in, and they said that first pair of Edom Shakran. That's why I'm telling you there are different levels and different cases. That's why I was mocked him. You cannot go and say a broad categorization that every single case the Dayan was wrong, and therefore you have to go in Mishal Mabesa. It depends on the circumstances. Anyway, the cases of our Gemara is talking about where he made a boo-boo, he confessed on his own, yeah. He has to go Mishal Mabesa. Anyway, so now the question is, getting back to our Gemara, what happened over here? L'choyre, it was also only something that was a causative effect. Not that he himself did it, meaning, as a result of the dying going and saying L'moshul, that this fellow who should have been Zakai, he was Mechayevim, and that person therefore took money out of his pocket, and he handed over to the other guy. I, the dying, didn't do it. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was supposed to be potter and I was mechayev him. Or Reuven was supposed to be chayev and I potted him. In each case, I only caused a loss of funds indirectly. I didn't do it, be a dying. And so therefore, if it says in the Mishnah, Masechta Sanhedrin, Yishalmi Beisai, is the Chayra Raya, does is the Mekar of Remeir, the Doin Dini de Gami, that even though you didn't do it yourself, if you cause the loss, you still have to make good for that loss. This is very good. Zoktimor itmar law, then you have no right that that's the famous Mishnah of Remei Medon Din Legami, because we learned about that. Amr Bilo, Amr Rav, Vushenotel Menosim Biyad. It's talking about that the Dayan, he was also the enforcer. What means he was the enforcer? Reuven and Shimon were standing there in his bezdin. He now paskin that Reuven owes Shimon money, and he said to Reuven, I want to see you pay. Here, give me the money. You're going to leave the bezdin and you're not going to go and pay. And Reuven probably didn't intend paying, because after all, Reuven knew that he was innocent. It was the Dayan that made a boo-boo. Give the money right now. Hand it over. Reuven handed over the money to the Dayan. The Dayan handed over the money to Shimon. So therefore, this is no longer just a causative effect of doing dinu d'gami. So mamish be a Dayan. Hadri Dayan, that's a different case. You have no raya that memory is remeh. The only problem is that works very well on the case of being mechayiv es hazakai. The Reuven that should have been potter, I forced him to pay and I took the money from him and I handed it over. But what about the case of Lamashal Zika Esachayev? Zika Esachayev means that he said about Reuven, you do not have to pay. Don't pay. Keep your money in your pockets. Don't pay. So therefore, there's nothing to be a dime.
It's a
Sheval Tassim. Meaning that there is no be a dime over here. And our Gemara says, Mashallah, that should be the case. Oh! This guy incurred a loss, but not be a dayim of the dying, because the dying didn't touch any money.
It was. Sorry? To the plaintiff, what about the plaintiff? The other side.
What about the other side of the coin, please?
Oh, you mean he didn't be a dime, I see.
It could tell you more is that none of these cases are doing din in the gamin because it's be a dime. How is it be a dime if you told him don't pay?
He told him he had reached into his pocket and kept his hand there and said, don't take out your money.
Haha. Okay, so Rashi really is bothered by this question, and Rashi says it's talking about a case. As a result of being Mezakeh the Chayiv, he told now the Malva, give back the Mashkin. In other words, it's talking about the Malva, the lender had held collateral, he held a gold watch, and now we decided that the borrower does not have to pay, so he says to the lender, okay, since you don't have to pay, hand it back. I don't want to hand it back. Okay, give it to me, the Dayan. He handed over the watch to the dime gave it to the borrower, and so therefore it's right to be your dime. Okay, so now the next question that Barry's already concerned about is, L'choyra, what does this all have to do with Timit Sator, Tir Esa Tomei? And that Rashi dresses as well. So let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi, fourth line from the top, Shinosim, Nosim, Miyad. Vezika Esa Chayiv is talking about Shehoyloi Mashkoin Lemalva Mimenu. The Notel Dayan Lamashkin, he took it in his hand. Ve'achzir l'loiva. Oh, so that's a clear case of Nosem Nosem Biyad. V'chiv es hazakai, Notel Biyad Momen Min HaNitva, V'shil Metaveh. That's, of course, a much simpler case. That he says to Reuven, you owe the money even though he did not owe. He took the money, Mamish Biyadayim. Biyadayim. Now, what about Timei Sator, Tir Satam? He looked actually, Tir Sator, Timei Esator, Notel Sheretz Biyadayim, V'zorke Oleh Letamoy Vaday Lahachzik Dvarav. In other words, the owner of this Tahara said, how can you say this Dayan that this is Tam? Eskanish Dayan. My food should be Tam. Eskanish Dayan. So the Dayan says, bring it on a Sheretzel. And they brought in a dead Sheretz. He took the Sheretz out and he threw it at the Tahara.
That's very active.
It's very dramatic.
It's surprising. Are you allowed to do that? Is a Dayan allowed to do that?
Whether he's allowed to or not, Sheretzel, he did it. You should not live in us in the yad. By doing it, it's not a din of the garmi. He did a mamish biyadayim. After that, unfortunately, the dying the next day said, I looked up the chivas of Kiva Iger, and in fact, it was Tohar all along. Yishalami basically, he's got to go and pay the difference in value between food which is Tohar and food which is Tame. Exactly, that's the Gemara's Teretz. We're not talking about a causative type of thing. I grew my garmi. He did it biyadayim. What about, yes, Rabbi Cohen?
Cause destruction to certain things.
He didn't cause destruction. He felt that's the psak halacha. He thought it was tummy already. If he didn't think it was tummy, he wouldn't have taken the sheretz. The Dayan wanted to show with drama and emphatically and dramatically, I am right that this group of food over here happens to be tummy. If you don't believe me, here I'm going to be metame it myself. And he put a sheretz on it to make it tummy. And after it turns out he was wrong, and therefore he has to pay the damages. And the final case, what about Tiras Atami? L'chari didn't do anything wrong. He said the Atami is tar. You can't go and throw something which is a Torah's chariot on it, being a tyrant. I mean, how do you do Tiras Atami? So Rashi, not l'adayin l'peiris t'meyim, he took what was t'mey, he took peiris t'meyim, v'orvan imshar peiris, ho'ish hashi'alei. the Peiris were Tomei. And people were starting to zweifel. They were starting to doubt whether the Dayan was correct. They said, really, is that Tomei? I'm not so sure. You're saying that it's Tor. I'm not so sure that it's Tor. I think it's Tomei. Oh, you think it's Tomei? I'll show you that it's Tor. And he went and took the Peiris at Tomeim, or Tomeois, and he mixed it in together with other foods to go and show it's Tor. And unfortunately, the next day, he had to go and say, V'tomei Tomei Yikra, that he made a mistake. In each case, with Rashi's Uisamas V'daim Umazik, V'achim Mefarish V'sanhedrin. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, we are still looking for the mysterious Reb Meir. So we went through the first case, that's the Dalid of the Simon. The Dalid was Donisadin. Elohor Reb Meir, second line, did not. Litzvoy Le Odom. And of course, Litzvoy Le Lamin, that's the second of the Simon Aliyah. Litzvoy Le Odom, to go. And the person had schoira, he had fabric, or he had wool, and he wanted to go and take this wool and make it into a beautiful crimson color. He wanted to make it red. So he gave it to the dyer, that's why they ordered him to make it red. That's why Shachar, he made it black. Shachar, he wanted to make it black, that's why he ordered him, he made it red. You gotta go and pay for the damages. And the Gemara holds in the Havamina. Oh, this is just a grama. And the mayor says that you have to go and pay the damages. Is a simon tosses it a mayor from Doyen Dina de Garmi. And for the Gemara, what are you talking about? Awesome, call it be a dye. The dyer goes and takes the temer, he puts it into the vat of dye. So he did it be a dye. So therefore, it wasn't just the Garmi. And therefore, it has nothing to do with our Gemara. The teretz of the Gemara is very simple. Freitech Remendi. I don't understand what's the Havamina. Of course, he did it be a dime. How else did it get into the vat? It fell in by itself. Well, what's going on? So Remendi was Mechavin to the Teishvis. But before we look at the Toises, let's look at the next case. And then we'll look at the Toises, because Toises covers both cases. And we continue on to the next case. Elahara Meir. I'm sorry?
In the case of the other day, by Uman. So the question is whether he is. Whether he's Kona,
Mishrachli,
or not.
That's a separate issue. But here we want to know the Gabbai Din of Doin Dina de Garmi, whether or not the person should be chayv whatsoever. If it's considered to be a grum or garmi, he should be off the hook totally. It wasn't my fault. I was an oinus. It was only a garmi. The question is, how is it only a garmi? That's the Tois is asked. Kash will address him in a moment. Elohor Remei, the third Remei. Who is the third Remei? Ditnan ha misachich. That's, of course, the mem. Of the third simon, somebody has a field of tvua, somebody else goes and now makes a vineyard, and he takes some of the vines and he makes them like schach on top of a sukkah, so that they should now hover over the tvua down below. And if they're going to be in close proximity for a length of time, guess what's going to happen? It's going to become kelayim. Shnei tov, you masach and gafne, gavi tibasai. Harizeh kiddush, kiddush is from Loshin to Kadesh, then tukta shamaleya, meaning that it's going to become kelai. V'chayit. Oh, nochmul an inyan of garmi. Oh, that's how the mayor from Doin Dina de Garmi. Everyone, so now we come to be a dime. This the vine didn't travel on its own. He put the vines on top. It mach be a dime. So remember, what's the kasha now? What was the Gemara's? Have a minna. V'shteitzich. It says masach and gafne, gavi tibasai. Istach be a dime. So both of these questions of the Gemara, both of these rayas, the Chayra, are very difficult rayas. They're not talking about Garmiz, they're talking about Biyadayim. So this is a Mendel's Kasha. Let's look at the second choices from the bottom of the Amid. Shani Hasim, the Yadayim of it. Frey Teisvis. Taimur, the Karla, my Karla, what was the Havamina? Of course he did a Biyadayim. Fiyashloimar. So first we talk about the Tzemer case. The Eina Tzemer Mishtana Miyad Kishanoisim B'samamonim. When you go and put the Tzemer into this vat full of dye, it takes time. So when you put it in on Sunday, it's only going to turn red on Tuesday. 2 days later, 3 days later. Therefore, in a sense, it's like a groma bi almuhu. It's like a groma. What does it mean, a groma? After all, if he wouldn't have put it into the vat, yeah. But what happens if somebody else would have taken it out on Sunday night or Monday? Or on Tuesday or Wednesday? What happens if all of it would have evaporated? Nothing would have happened. So yes, part of what he did certainly contributed, but that wasn't the makim patish. The makim patish was lying in that dye solution for 3 days. That, so therefore it's considered to be in the Lamaisa. This is not the Teretz anymore. This is Lamaisa, only the Havamina. Lamaskon, it's still considered to be a dye, but the Havamina, now we understand a little bit of the Havamina, only to address the Mendel's Kasha. It's the same thing like this Masach and Kafnoi. What was the Havamina? Of course, he did it be a dime. It doesn't turn into Kalayim in 5 minutes. Oh, the Geffen is on top, the two is, the whole thing is also, it's all. It's got to take time for further growth so that there should be a din of Kelaim. In both cases, now what's bothering Toisus is, once we said the first case of Ritzvoy Le'odin, and we knew the teret of Hasim Kavod Biyadayim, so don't we know Masachi Gafne is also Ovid Biyadayim? What do I need both cases for? It's even less Biyadayim than the case of the die. That's why the Gemara brings this as a further right. What does the Gemara mean to say? Because the case of the die is just a question of a day or two or three, it's going to be die. However, the case of the Geffen and the Tvur, particularly if it's in the early winter, it might be a while until the Tvua starts growing and the Geffen starts growing. So maybe it's going to take a month. Maybe it'll take 6 weeks. So therefore, that's even a greater degree of Grumma. And I might have thought, that's certainly a case of Doim Dina de Gabi. Everyone, no, that's also considered to be a dime because Lamaisa, he was the one that built this quasi sukkah by putting the schach of the Geffen on top of the Tvua. It's still considered to be a dime, even though it's going to take another few weeks until it becomes real kelaim. Anyway, Islamas, I still don't have a raya from that case either. Ella, the final raya that Remeir holds, doin din gamei, desanya, mechitza sakerim shenifritza, here the pay of the third word, that's the pay of the simon, mechitza sakerim shenifritza. You have two people that are that live and have fields which are adjacent to one another. One of them is growing zeroim, different types of crops. The other one has Geffen on the other side. Now, normally by Geffen, the halacha is that you have to be marchik min a Geffen, not only from the vineyard itself, but also another dal rambis on all sides. Kidei avoidas hakerem. Avoidas hakerem means so that the farmer can go and take his tractor or his animal to rum and a rum to go and take care of the vineyard in terms of planting, weeding, harvesting, what have you. So therefore, normally you have to have 4 amas. However, the Mishnah Maseches Kelaim says that if you have a wall in between, then it's okay. You don't have a problem. If you're Nika, you don't have a problem. You're going to have a problem yourself, avoidas hakerem, but that's your headache. But you don't have a problem of the yanika from one for the other, and therefore you can have...
The wall has to do with the yanika. The yanika comes from under the ground.
Is not good. So, Mishnah, we get to Maseches Kelaim, we deal with those issues. A lot of it has to do not so much whether you actually feel it when you eat it, but what it looks like, l'ravim, whether it looks like there's an irvuvia, that the whole thing is mixed in, or if there's this Mexican wall or Chinese wall in between, that's enough of a separation, it's not considered to be kelaim, the gabi hilchos tayim. So here you have machitza kerem shenifritza, you had a machitza which was standing there, and one person says to the other, the bal hakerem, says to the bal hatvua, I want you to go and put up a new gedar. Oymuloy gedar. The Mefarshim talk at length. You see there's a nice long toisus over here for homework. Who has the right? Why does the Baal HaKerem have a greater right to tell the Baal HaTvua, you put up the wall? Why doesn't the Baal HaTvua say to the Baal HaKerem, you put up the wall? And why should America say to Mexico, you're going to build a wall? Mexico say to America, you pay for the wall. And this is the famous machloikis between Trump and the other Hebrewman from Mexico. But anyway, Lamasa, our Gemara assumes that the Baal HaTvua, he's the one responsible. So therefore, the Baal HaKerem says to the Baal HaTvua, tells him, Gedor, put up a new wall. And guess what? He put up a new wall. Benifritza, it fell down again. I'm like, no, put up a new one. Even if this happens 100 times, because each time is a potential of future Kelaim. Eventually, he said, how many are going to spend millions of dollars for this Mexican wall? I thought Mexico was going to pay for it. I didn't know I'm going to have to go and pay for it. So therefore, he didn't put up the wall after all. Now, this person, he didn't do an active maisa. It was Shevi Al Ta'asa. He said, forget about the wall. I could care less. Your Kelaim, Mishkelaim, it's not my headache. And as it's in the land, and it's medic.
Isn't this also Asher for Kelaim Kerem?
The point over here is, did he do a Maisa B'Yodayim, or was it only a Grumma? What caused the Tvua and the Kerem to get mixed in? Was it, he went to the field and he said, Halavai and Hini Mukhanam Zuman, come on, mix together, get married, assimilate, you and make Kelaim? Or he sat in Mismedish and he said, you worry about it, I am going to worry about today's daf. It's a difficult daf, remembering all these 4 amayas. Zayishveh, you worry about it. If that's what he said, and therefore he stayed out of it, so to speak, so it was only Masa al yidei grom or al yidei garmi, not a Masa b'yidayim. But nevertheless, state of the Mishnah Chai Bachri Yusai, does it the Makar of Rameir, the Rameir holds that even in these types of causative situations. With a strong grammar, you are chayiv after all, and that's the doyin din in the gabi. We start a new Mishnah now, which is a very familiar Mishnah because we've learned it or learned most of it already over the last few days. A person gave tzemer to a taba to a person who is in the business of dying wool. And unfortunately he ruined it. How did he ruin it? The yoyra, meaning the vat, got overheated and the whole tzemer and the dye all got burned. And therefore the whole thing is ruined. What the Uman has to do is, he was koina with this shinoi, that he ruined it, and he has to pay the back the demei tzemer. Why didn't he also have to pay the demei tzemer ushvach? That's something we learned about yesterday and the day before, according to Rav Asi, where the Uman koina bishvach kli, once the tzeva did a good job, he himself was koined, so therefore he only has to pay for the demei tzemer. That's if you hold like Rav Asi. Shmuel said, you have no raya. It could be talking about that at the moment when it first started getting dyed, it also started getting burned. So therefore there was never shvach prior to the rune. It was the rune and the shvach all happened at the same time. We had that in the Gemara yesterday, the day before. The Mishnah continues on. What happened? Tzvoi ko'or. Now, Rashi points out that this word ko'or is as if it's with an ayin, ki'or. Ki'or means that he did an ugly, terrible, inferior job. How did he become inferior? We're going to see Mitch from the Gemara on the Amud Aleph that Hitaka made it, he asked him to go and make it red, but instead of putting it into a brand new vat of red dye, he had an old vat from last week's production. There was some red dye left on the bottom of the barrel, the bottom of the vat, and he put the tzemer in, and it's gevisht. He went and wiped the whole yoyra from top to bottom to go and take the red dye so that it should come onto the tzemer, and in that way make the tzemer red. He did a good job, but it was of inferior quality. So now the original owner says, I didn't want this inferior red quality, I wanted superior quality. So now what we have to do is we have to see. In my shvach, yes, ali yitzia, noisen lo yase yitzia. Number one, points out Rashi and the Mefarshim, that over here there wasn't a shinoi, because he asked it to make it red, and he made it red. It's taka true, he didn't do super quality, triple A, he did triple Z, but the mice, he made it red. So there's no shinoi that's kind. However, the question is, how much does the balabas have to go and pay for getting now this tzemer? Meaning, presumably initially the tzemer was worth 20, and under normal circumstances, this tzemer would now be worth 100, because instead of just being raw wool, now it would be nice, crimson, beautiful color. And as a result of his going and doing this, it's only worth now 30 or 40. It's not worth the 100. It's certainly worth more than the original tzemer, but not much more. So now the question is, how much does he have to go and pay? So the Mishnah tells us is that he has to go, we are going to put a knas on the Uman for doing such an inferior quality job. And therefore we determine, how much were the hoitzois and how much was the now new profit margin? Not really profit margin, what's the new price, the new value of this tzemer? If, for instance, this tzemer was originally worth 20, and the dyes that were used, we added another 10. 10, that was the yitzir. And now, Baruch Hashem, is not worth 20 or 30, it's in fact worth 40. So how much does the Baal Abbas, the owner of the tzemer, have to pay? Since the shevach, the value of this new wool is now, yes, or yitzir, it's more than the yitzir. Yitzir was only 10. The value is now 20 more, it's now 40. Mostly the yitzir only has to go and give him his hoitzois, and therefore the Baal Tzemer will have a nice profit over here by the fact that it's gone up in value. He's still not happy. I don't need this inferior quality wool, but there is a market for it. So therefore, he'll pay him the yitzir, the 10, the labor, and the cost, and the supplies, and all the rest. And he will have the additional benefit of paying 30 for something which is now worth 40. And the other way around, the yitzir said al shvach, if it turns out that the hoitzois to get it to this point were 20, however the whole product now is only worth 30 altogether, so he started off with a tzemer of 20, it cost the dyer 20 to make it into this lousy red color, it cost him now, it should be 20 plus 20, it should be 40. However, it's only worth 30 because of the inferior quality. So Moshe only has to go and give the real value, that 30 he doesn't have to go and pay the 40. Why should I pay his right choice if it's not worth that much? Now, Nochum was a case that we had before. We just had in the Amud Aleph. The Tzvoi, the other Tzvoi, Shalcha, Shalcha, Tzvoi. Adam, he has to do it red. He made it black. Black, he made it red. Remei Oimer. Noisin Loi, the Mei Tzamer. He has to go and pay the value of the Tzemer. And here he's Taka Koine in Shvach Kelim, because he with Mishana from red to black and black to red. And therefore he's Koine, and therefore he has to pay the original Tzemer what the original value was. But he doesn't have to go and pay any Shvach, because he was Koine, is like a Gazlan, that's Koine Mishvachli. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing again. We're going to put a knas on this Uman. Why? This Uman is a bad guy for switching from black to red and red to black. And the Enochimah. And Mishvach, yes, al Yitzia, noisin la yes, al Yitzia. And Yitzia say, al Shvach, noisin la yes, al Shvach. So therefore, the Yad Uman al HaTachtoina, the Baal HaTzemer is Yad al HaLyoina, and he has the two options to go and see which is the greater value, or is it greater the expense, and pay according to that. We go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if he gave him back Tzema, which was Ka'ar, my Ka'ar, what does that mean? Ka'ar, Amr Nachman, Rabbar, Chana, Kalbus, oh, Ka'ar means Kalbus. Thank you, my Kalbus, what's my Kalbus? Amr Rabbar, Bishamul, Kafra Dudi, what's my Kafra Dudi, Tap Rashi, Kafra Kineach, Boyesayoyri, he went and cleaned up the vat, Kaloima, Bishiori Tzeva, Shinishtairu, Biyoyra Tzvoi. In other words, it was a production last week. There's still some red dye left from last week. Oh, why do I have to go and take out brand new dye? I can use yesterday's dye. Just like all the caterers. Why do I have to go and cook fresh? I can go and give from yesterday's smorgasbord. It wasn't finished. I can go and give it over. I'll just heat it up and add a little bit of oil and schmaltz and give it out again. It's the same thing he went and gave yesterday's old tzeva, but it turned out it wasn't even enough. He had to be mekaneach, subdrashi, kufra, lush, and kinuach, to clean it out. To my belize, the parasit, the machbarei, pachlo, shochten. So therefore, that's why it's considered inferior quality, and that's what we're talking about the car. We'll learn one more shtickle to the two dots. Turn about. This brisa is basically the same as our Mishnah. It just gives the exact same cases, not referring to semer and dai, but rather eitzim, making them into different types of kelim and chayyishim. It's thunder, but and then he said eitzim lecharish. A person gave to a carpenter some wood. Lassim and Kise to go make a benkel. Lassim and Tzafsel to make a benkel. He made a bench. Tzafsel wanted to make a bench. Lassim and Kise made a benkel. Obviously, he was Mishana. Remeir, I'm a noisin lady to make eitzim. Because of the fact that he made a shinoi, is like a gazan koine b'shinoi. Therefore, the uman now, the chorash, owns the kise and the safso. He has to go and pay demei eitzim, he has to go and pay to the original owner that owned the eitzim. So the demei eitzim, the owner of the eitzim, does not profit by any of this, but he doesn't have any loss, he doesn't incur a loss, he gets back his money. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, if you are Mishana, you deserve that we should go and put a knas on you. And therefore, what's the knas? The person that owned the eitzim, he will receive the goods, the new kisei or the new safso. He doesn't want a kisei or safso, but he's going to go and get a profit here. What's the profit? If the kisei or safso is more valuable than the original hoitzoi, he only has to go and pay for the labor, for whatever, the supplies, and therefore he has a nice extra profit.
And the labor?
The argument doesn't go into it. They go into all the details. If the Yitzir is more than the Shvach, then Noisin is a Shvach. So each case, he always gets the lesser of the two, either the Hoitzois or the Shvach, so therefore Yodei Alhu El Yayin. Moed Rameir, if Nosin Eitzim Lecharish, Lassim and Kisei Noa, the Osim and Kisei Ka'or, Safsal Noa, the Osim Safsal Ka'or. So here Rameir says, I have to agree there was no Shinoi. Shinoi is only Koine if you change from black to red, red to black, or from kise to safsal, safsal to kise. But if he asked him to go make a kise, no, a nice, beautiful Italian style chair, and instead he made a contemporary American chair, this doesn't look that nice. Some people like the American better than the Italian. Love dafka. The point is, he didn't make a superior quality; he made inferior quality.
Is it a
shino?
That's not a
shino. I said no. I don't. So let's go back. Let's just talk about superior and inferior. That's just superior and inferior instead of talking about Italian and American. Masi, he was supposed to make a nice, beautiful chair, and he made a lousy one. He was supposed to make a beautiful sapsel, and he made a lousy one. They work. They're functional. You can go and sit on the chair. You can sit on the sapsel, and by the way, it won't break. It won't collapse unless Rapapa Barabba sits on it, but otherwise, a normal person sits on it, Baruch Hashem, it's going to remain fine and good. Abul Amais, it's not very presentable. So what happens? And Nochum, the same case. Says Rameh, since I don't have a case that he's Makoina Bishinoi, I agree in this case to Reb Yehuda, just like in the case of our Mishnah, that he gave him something. Ka'ar, that what? Therefore, the yad who balu etzim is al halyoina, the yad achorish is al tachtoina, and he has the option of going taking the less, paying the lesser of the two yitzir or the shvach.